Wanin skak mio kiksipayo kitom skat na wow tan se gakio, and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Cree. Bigate wa poi igwa na hewe win right here on the Wind Speaker Radio Network. Each and every Sunday morning, I bring you a special guest to teach you some Cree language, some na hewe win in a fun way. And today's guest really needs no introduction. He is a fluent Cree speaker, but also a famed indigenous lawyer from here in Alberta. Mr. Rick Morasty, Kitam Skatan, Rick.
Tan Satoya. Mr. Kitam Skatan.
Yeah, so we go back a little bit. Me and Rick have a, you know, we actually met in a gym. Back in my gym days, Rick is still in the gym, and I retired from the gym early. So me and Rick met one time when we used to have side-by-side treadmills in the gym at Hardesty Gym. Are you still in the gym, Rick?
I was actually going to go to the Hardesty at about 11 o'clock when I was done court, but I thought, geez, it's a long drive from Hardesty, so I thought I better not be late.
So it was either come to Coffee and Cree or the gym, and I'm glad you chose us, right?
Yes.
Tell the listeners a little bit about where you're from and how you learned to speak the language and things like that.
I grew up in, I was born in Big River, Saskatchewan, which is in Highway 55 heading towards Prince Albert. I was scooped from the hospital at about 7 days old, and I was put into foster care, and my 17-year-old mom and my 19-year-old aunt, who just passed away in July, they started working and trying to get me back, and I came back in March. I was born in January. So I grew up in Green Lake with my grandmother. My grandmother didn't speak hardly any English at all. It's just Cree. So I didn't speak any English until almost 7 years old when I started school and I started learning and reading, and then so it's my first language.
I know a lot of people who have come on the show, the similar stories where you know, English was their second language, and they laugh about what their first English word was. Do you remember your first English word?
Not offhand. I was an altar boy, so it was probably something in Latin, and I really don't know. I can't really remember, but I started reading pocket novels by Louis L'Amour when I was about 7, 8 years old, because my uncle collected them. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people I learned English from Louis L'Amour.
Amazing. Now, your profession is, you know, you're a well-established, known indigenous lawyer from Alberta. Can we talk about that?
Yes. I went to law school at U of A in the 80s and dropped out / flunked out, and worked for a number of years with the government. And then mid-1990s, I went back to law school in Ottawa and graduated, and then moved back to Alberta and taught a little bit at the university when my kids were small. I have two boys. One of them is a new lawyer, actually, Jackson. Then I hung my shingle, and I do 100% criminal defense work, helping try to keep my brothers and sisters out of jail. And I did some child welfare. I dabbled in child welfare when I first came, because that was a job that I had before I worked for the ministry, before I went back to law school. So, but that, about 4 years ago, it completely stopped that. It's very triggering. All of this is triggering, but still, that's what I do, 100% criminal defense, you know.
Well, you're putting in the work. Like, this is work that, you know, a lot of people don't want to do, you know, and you're trained to do it and to represent our people, which is amazing. So hats off to you for that.
Thank you.
And we're decided today we're going to teach people a little bit of Siguan, Itwewin, some Cree, where springtime words, you know, just springtime is sprung, right? So do you have any fond memories of springtime, maybe in the language from when you were young?
Memories that I have is my grandmother. We were poor. We had a dirt floor kitchen when I was young. And then we moved into welfare housing. It was a shack. But the thing that sticks out in my mind was my grandmother praying by the window, giving thanks for whatever season it was. Siguan, Pipun, the first snowfall, she always gave thanks.
Yeah. So
the memories of the seasons is kind of centers around my grandmother giving thanks. And, of course, in the spring, berry picking season was soon upon us. So those are the memories that I have.
Yeah, nice memories.
That's what she would say, you know.
Yeah.
Raspberries and strawberries in the early, in the spring, and then in the fall, blueberries. So
Saskatoons, right? Yeah. So, first off, Danseek Ikatuan, what is the word for just for spring itself? Maybe like the first part of spring that we're in right now.
Well, Siguan is the word that they give the first part of spring, and then also Mioskamin. But my recollection is there were very little difference between the two words. It was not early spring, or it was just a spring word. But, you know, some linguists say that Siguan is early spring and Mioskamin is the latter part of the spring.
Okay.
But I think the words for myself are interchangeable. Siguan and
Mioskamin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And now one of the things associated with springtime, of course, the weather. So, yeah. You know, how would you say you know, when we're starting to see some of these spring showers?
Okay, Kim Won. That Kim Won has always been Kim Won Sino with a little bit of rain.
When it's a little bit of rain, okay.
And Kim Won is basically the
it is raining.
Spon is when it's
snowing.
Snowing, but
So. And then for, you know, we're starting to see some of that sunshine out there.
Myogi Sagao,
nice day.
Tek Teo, which means it's melting.
Okay, Tek Teo.
Tek Sokona, I mean the snow is melting.
Okay, Tek Sokona, the snow is melting.
Kisapuyo, it's warm.
Gekatom?
Kisapuyo.
Kisapuyo.
Yeah, that's how we...
It's starting to warm up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, very, very relatable to spring, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, the you know, the sun itself, it's out.
Kisagaupisum. Okay. To differentiate from the moon, Tipskaupisum.
So the daytime sun, right?
Yeah.
So now, I know there's sometimes a little variance between different months, between different communities even, and dialects and areas. But for you, how did you grow up seeing the month of March?
Niskipisum. The month of the goose.
For the goose returning to...
I think I shared with you a story that I, back in my in the early 2000s, I was a translator in federal court, and an elder who has now passed away from Frog Lake was asked in Cree, or in English, through a translator when he was born. And he said, N'stumtanogagamit aigipisim, which means the 30th of frog month, and I'm supposed to translate that. I had to do it off of my head. I have not done this in a while, and I guessed right. I guessed April.
So you're trying to guess his birthday.
March, April, or May.
Right. Once again, hanging out with Rick Morasty here on Coffee and Cree, and we'll be back with more springtime words on the Windspeaker Radio Network after the break.